And Kevin Allen joins us from USA Today, where he covers the NHL. And Kevin, let's start there. How shocked is everybody at what the Preds have done so far, being up 3-0 on the Blackhawks?
Well, I think that there's real surprise around the National Hockey League, including with me. I think the Blackhawks have issues. I think everybody kind of understands that, you know, they've been so good for so long that there's always a price that has to be paid for success. And, you know, today's playoff victories mean losses tomorrow, and the tomorrow is here for Blackhawks. You know, they haven't drafted early in the first round in almost a decade, and their top five players take up 52% of their payroll, and their top seven take up 67%. That's not a formula for maintaining depth for very long. They've actually done a pretty good job, but saying all that, they were actually playing, okay at the end of the season, and they've, for the most part, if you on balance, they've been, have had a real successful regular season.
Kevin, we're trying to kind of listen to an outsider like yourself looking in on this, and when you see these games, is it so much that Chicago is not playing very well, or that the Preds are really playing well, or, they're both playing okay and the Preds are just finding a way to win?
Well, I think this is not the best that the Blackhawks, have played or can play, but saying all that, I think the Predators have done what they need to do. Always in the postseason, you get a blank slate, you get a fresh start, and you get to, try to do the things that you didn't do in the regular season. And I think that's what I'm seeing with the Predators. If we go back to, before the season, there were a lot of folks that were bullish on the Predators as having a chance to really make some strides, that, the Subban trade was going to energize the offense, and, the defense really wasn't going to be, left behind, and Rene was still there. And I think we're seeing, a glimpse of that, in the postseason, that, with this fresh start, the Predators have been more like the team that we thought they could be, and, less like the team they were that, sort of barely made the playoffs. I mean, if you look at their numbers over the entire season, the Predators were a pretty average team in terms of their offense and their defensive numbers, but, they haven't been average in the postseason. They've played better than that.
How do you envision the Hawks approaching this game four?
Well, the one thing they have going for them is they have a lot of experience in the playoffs. They've won, I think it's 67 playoff games since 2010. So, they have the equivalent of a master's degree in postseason success. Like, they understand it. They know how it works. Now, the question is, even though they understand it and know how it works, can they actually do it? And, I think that's going to be the issue. They've never been in a situation like this. I mean, down 3-0, everybody in Chicago, thinking this is the end of the line for this Blackhawks dynasty. This is as demoralizing as it can get, for a team. So we'll have to see. I mean, this is a new challenge for them. They have a lot of exceptional players led by Kane and Taves. I think all those guys are capable of rising up. And, we saw yesterday the Columbus Blue Jackets, a team that had, down 3-0, come back and win a game. So, maybe the Blackhawks can do that. I don't see them. I think it would really be, quite a feat for them to come back from 3-0. But, I wouldn't be stunned if they win a game here.
Kevin Allen covers hockey for USA Today, joining us right here. Jared and the GM, ESPN 102.5 The Game. And, Kevin, I look, too, at the Predators right now. They've always been a team that's been good in the playoffs and consistent in the playoffs and with competitive series. But do they look, in your mind, like a team that could break out this year?
Well, I think so, particularly in the West. I mean, I remember before the playoffs started, I pointed out that, it used to be the way the West was so tough that I didn't give much hope for the, the teams that were on the, on the fringe of the playoffs or on the, just barely squeaked in. But that's not the case anymore. If you look at the teams in the West, they're all flawed in one way or another. They have some issues where I think the you know, the strength now in the NHL is in the Eastern Conference. But, you know, you look at even the St. Louis Blues, who have looked very good in beating the Minnesota Wild, and they're 18-2 in their last 22 games. But, you know, at the start of the season, they had issues. There was questions about Jake Allen, and now they've brought it all together. Well, have they arrived, or are they just playing real well? I mean, it's really difficult to tell. And, of course, the Oilers and the Sharks are 2-2 and that series. So, you know, there's an opening here. There's an opportunity for any team that has a lot of confidence in itself and has some momentum to make a charge. I mean, I think that this is a one season where, you know, we may not look toward the, you know, the top teams in the regular season to win it all. It may be teams that just the teams that are playing well at the right time.
How stunning will it be if the Predators do in fact sweep the Chicago Blackhawks?
I think it would be very stunning. I don't think too many people were picking the Predators to even win the series, let alone to sweep it. So, you know, I think people thought the Blackhawks were still going to be the Blackhawks and win this series, and it just hasn't been that. You know, I think you have to give some credit to the Predators for the way they've played, and, you know, you have to wonder about, you know, where the Blackhawks are now and their, you know, their hope of sort of maintaining this high level they've been on since 2010.
Kevin Allen, USA Today. Kevin, we really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Kevin Allen joining us here on the show. He seems as shocked as I am